helping vets and was producing a documentary. So what made him go nuts on a veteran cab driver who told the kid, the 21-year-old, when he was asked that he was Muslim, never expecting that he would feel a knife go through him? And acquaintances say they are shocked at the film student's arrest in the stabbing of a Muslim, which now just kicks in and becomes part of the conversation in New York City and across this land. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those flyover states in between that I love, many of them that I've lived in. So I know while you're listening to me, you probably are wide awake on Red Bull, drinking that coffee, just couldn't sleep, whatever it is. You know, 27 million people now have joined the ranks of third, what they call third shifters. So if you are a third shifter and you want to throw in your 2 cents at any point during the show, please feel free to do so at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Who needs sleep anyway? It's overrated, right? So 21-year-old Michael Enright, maybe that was his problem. He was a student at the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan, and I don't think that they expected a kid who was part of Intersections International, which is a nonprofit group that was dedicated to global initiatives and ending all the bigotry and murkiness surrounding other religions, particularly the Muslim religion. So what, you know, the whole idea was promoting peace and faith and all that stuff. So what could have possibly made this kid do what he did? And they're looking at his journals for signs that he had post-traumatic stress disorder or maybe some kind of emotional distress at this point. But he's been charged with a whole bunch of things, including a hate crime. In the meantime, Ahmed Sharif called for New Yorkers to love and respect one another and said, hey, this is a city of all colors, races, and religions. He was at a rally outside of City Hall, and he says, of course, he was targeted because of his faith, which you can't deny the facts that the kid said to him, are you Muslim? And then he stabbed him, and this just gives more of a push to the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who is trying to convince the people of New York and elsewhere that the Islamic Center, two blocks from Ground Zero, should stay as it is. And I think it'll be intriguing to find out what this kid says, if anything. I'm sure his lawyers, because now he's lawyered up, are saying not to say what the causality of this was, but that's what everybody wants to know, the why. I mean, give me a break. All right, some other things that are buzzing here in our own backyard. Quickly, we're going to jump to it. And one of them is that crazy serial stabber. Remember the guy who was stabbing people? He was stabbing, I guess, mostly women, mostly prostitutes. But it seemed as though they couldn't connect the dots. And finally, they did. And that's the good news here. Here's what David Layton said. He threw in his 2 cents.
I believe he is not sick. He is evil. We will convict him and we will lock him up for the rest of his life. His victims deserve nothing less.
All right, lock him up for the rest of his life. I love to hear those words. Music to my ears. Too often the victims don't, it's never about the victim. It's always about the rights of the criminal. And he's right. It was a heinous, horrible thing that happened, and it shouldn't go unpunished and should demands, I think, a life sentence. He's dead on in that one. In the meantime, this broke from the State Department talking about Pakistan and some of the threats. There have been some threats leveled at aid workers, and now Pakistan is actually, even with the problems they're having with the flooding, is urging new evacuations. So they're worried about the Taliban and worried about the people who are trying to help those who are trapped and have, you know, no way to get out of some of the places where they are, when they're on roofs and they're taking zip lines to get across rivers and all that sort of stuff. So there have been some major warnings that have been issued. And because there have been these threats to aid workers, here's what the State Department, P.J. Crowley, had to say.
We are concerned that extremist elements within Pakistan, including the TTP, may well decide to attack foreigners who are in Pakistan helping the people of Pakistan. We are conscious of that threat. We are working with the government of Pakistan to deal with that threat.
All right, working with the people in Pakistan. That's where we should have been in the first place, right? Skip over Afghanistan, should have been in Pakistan. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, okay. I just got off work. But,
good for you. So that means you're really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you talking about that guy who stabbed that calf, but it's just the beginning of stuff happening like that. Cause a serial stabber, he was stabbing black people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there, and I listened to the radio the other day that some guy, he's ready, got his guns ready, he's waiting on a revolution to start. He's ready to come in.
The revolution. Well,
yeah.
Let's hope there's not a revolution, but there are, you know what, there are a lot of crazy things that are happening. You're right.
Uh-huh.
People are unglued. I mean, there's you have your usual fruits and nuts, but are we seeing more of it lately? I think, yeah.
I think so. The Tea Party, they're not helping the matters, but get people riled up and everything and all this. But I think it's just starting, and I think it's going to get worse time election time comes around.
I do, too. I think it'll get worse around election time. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just heard that Bristol Palin's going to be Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, how about that? So Levi isn't the only reality television star in that would-be family, although they didn't actually tie the knot. But, yeah, she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. How about that?
And that other goofball on Jersey Shore, what is his name?
The Situation.
Yeah. The Big Two hook up.
All right, here's the crazy thing about this kid. He calls himself The Situation. He's dumber than a rock. But, hey, something's working for him because, you know, he's got that 15 minutes of fame. You know, Rick, he's making $5 million.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's insane. $5 million. But, you know, people want to hear what he has to say about working out and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to win your turn coming up.
Dancing with the Stars? Oh, I'd be the worst. Are you kidding me? Oh, Rick. You know what, I would say I'm an average dancer. I'm not the worst, I don't look ridiculous, but there is no way. I'd be like one of those people who, you know, in the beginning where they kind of fall out because they get injured, it's too hard in the workouts for them because they got to dance like 7 hours. Oh, I'd be terrible. That'd be a disaster waiting to happen. Rick, have a great weekend. Hang with us. A little sports coming up next.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me.
Coming up, we're going to talk to a Tea Partier who lost her bid to make it on the Hill, but she talks about what she ran on, the misconceptions about being in the Tea Party, and some of the other things she found along the way as she was running. Ultimately losing to Ben Quayle, if that's a hint, remember the former VP's son, and whether or not he goes all the way, but the primaries, that was one of the results of the primaries, and he made big headlines because he talked about Barack Obama being a terrible president. So we that's coming up, and then plus we've got the cheap movie review. So if you're thinking about spending some money to go see a movie, there might be a couple that you like. Centurion is one of them. Takers is another. And then there's another movie called The Last Exorcism. I can remember I was really little. I was inappropriately young to see the, what was the Linda Blair movie? The Exorcist. But somehow I maneuvered my way into a situation where I could see it. And, I was kind of sorry I saw it, actually. I was scared beyond belief. But this isn't about scary things right now. This is about sports, although I guess to some it could be scary. There's some interesting things that have made the wires and beyond. Part of the sports bar chatter has to be over Tiger Woods because he carded a 65 and he shares the lead at Barclays, a tournament that's being played in New Jersey. And really, Tiger Woods has fallen off the radar as far as golf is concerned. Not of all time, because he's won, no matter what he did and what happened in his marriage, as far as golfing is concerned, he's one of the best, one of the greatest of all time. May go down as the best golfer ever. His divorce is final, and now he opened up with a 665 lowest score of the year. He shares the lead with Vaughn Taylor. And it was his first time leading after any round on the PGA Tour since the Tour Championship last September. So I guess that's all off of his back for now or whatever. Is it a coincidence that the game kind of showed up after the marriage dissolved? And, you know, he was asked that question. He said, I can't say that's the case. It was nice just to put it all together. And, of course, he said the obligatory, he's sorry about the marriage and whatever, but now Who cares? It's on to, he didn't say who cares, but now it's on to Goff. And Woods began the FedEx Cup playoffs 112 out of 125 players who qualified. He was so low down the list that he was the first to tee off. So he was the first guy out, which is very unusual. In the game of golf, the better you are, the better your score. Of course, the later in the day, the afternoon tee times, not the morning tee times. All right, in the meantime, this is big for all of you fight fans out there. I used to be a huge, and this is very revealing, I used to be a huge fight fan, and I think it's because I lived in Vegas for a couple of years and got introduced to the game. Like, who was fighting? Evander Holyfield. I watched him train a little bit in his camp, you know, let me see some of his workouts and whatever, and I saw some of the Riddick Bowe fights, and I guess I kind of got sucked into the heavyweights. And then with all the alphabet soup and all the crazy rigged events, I kind of got away from boxing. But this is interesting. The former welterweight champ Antonio Margarita was approved to fight in Texas on Thursday, so that clears way for a potential lucrative fight. It should be pretty lucrative, against the pound-per-pound king Manny Pacquiao. And this is going to be at Cowboy Stadium in November. So the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation got an application from Margarita on Monday. They decided to grant the request. This came after he was denied an application to fight in California and had another one tabled in Nevada. So this should be pretty big. Margarita hasn't fought in the United States since 2009. When a plaster-like substance was actually found in his hand wraps before a fight against Sugar Shane Mosley in L.A., Margarito's license, along with his trainers, were revoked for at least a year by the California State Athletic Commission, and it was upheld by other states. It's so ridiculous. Afterwards, he said he had no idea. He doesn't have anything to do with the wraps. He can't tell us, you know, what was there. How would he know about the plaster? He sounds more and more like a professional athlete, doesn't he? Coming up, one of my favorite events on the year. It's just fun because, hey, this is American pride. And I think that gets lost on people who don't follow tennis. Our U.S. Open in New York City. And sadly, Serena Williams is not going to be there because she had another great chance. She's the queen of the U.S. Open. She's not going to be there because she cut her foot on a glass and had to have surgery, which means one last shot from the American side of things to capture a championship. Doesn't mean one of the other Americans can't, but she was probably the best hope. Somebody else who won it last year, in fact, with some controversy over Serena Williams when those two played in getting there. Remember, there was a crazy line call thing that happened where Serena started cursing at the lineswoman, and that led to a lot of controversy. Anyway, Kim Clijsters talked about tennis and the U.S. Open, basically, and not being the underdog.
I know that if I play good tennis, I can beat anybody out there, but it's a matter of, you know, obviously people are going to notice me more because I won last year, so the pressure, people are automatically going to put me, you know, as one of the favorites, but to me, I just want to try and play my best tennis.
There you go. Classy lady. And she's got a little girl. She's a good tennis player from Belgium. And she puts on a good show when people watch her. But I got to say, I'm definitely pulling for the Americans first. Have to do that for sure. All right. In the meantime, one last one. This is a good one because I love the record books, you know. And there's no question for anybody listening to us in Missouri. When you talk about Albert Pujols, just a fun athlete to watch, but 400 home runs in the fourth inning of a 13-inning loss to a last-place team. That's when it came, in a game in which he twisted his ankle trying to climb a rolled-up tarp. But the key thing is the St. Louis slugger led off the fourth against the Nationals on Thursday, and he sent a fastball from the starter Jordan Zimmermann into the right center seat, so he became the 47th major leaguer to reach a pretty prestigious milestone. When it's all said and done, this guy is absolutely a surefire Hall of Famer. Definitely, no question about it. His swing, it's so sweet to watch that swing. And then finally this, certainly this has nothing to do with athletes or athletic prowess, but it has to do with something completely different. Every now and then even athletes have to cut loose and eat some junky, crappy food, right? Well, when you go to the state fairs, that's the place. You get those giant turkey legs and the corn that's lathered up in butter. And the Texas State Fair, which is coming up, it's one of the biggest in the country, is known for frying everything. I mean, people will come up with the craziest concoctions to fry. Who eats a fried candy bar? I give you that. I mean, who eats that stuff? I don't even know that I could try it. So it's not the usual things. Anyway, here's Mark Zabel talking about one of the new items that might surprise you.
It is actually not cooked long enough to where it would reduce any of the beer content at all.
You know what it is? Fried beer. Hey, can I buy you a fried beer? I just can't, I can't even fathom drinking. I mean, I guess you wouldn't really be drinking it. You'd kind of be eating it, and it would be squirting out, maybe. You'd be trying to figure out a way anyway to do the fried beer thing. But I bet it'll get a lot more national attention because it's so unusual. And I think that's what it's become. What can we fry? What can we fry next that would shock people? And you wouldn't even think of how many calories. You know, like the big thing now is the ultra light beers that have 50 calories in them or whatever. You see all the commercials for them. This would be the opposite of the ultra light beers. This would be, how many calories can I attempt here with this fried beer? It has to be a ton. But I think it would just be difficult to maneuver. How are you getting the beer out among all the fried stuff in the formula? Though you just heard him say it tastes, it's the beer. It doesn't lose any of its alcohol content. All right, coming up next, a woman who was running hard for a seat at the Capitol, but just missed. That's next, Round the Bend.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, Here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Reducing spending and a big fight against the massive tax increase. That's Pamela Gorman, and that's her deal. That's what she's fighting for, to become a choice in Arizona. And she's making some noise in the run for Congress. She has rattled some cages, and I love this woman. Pamela, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate the time.
Oh, Katie, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I hope I get to keep being a voice out there, because I think we need some articulate conservatives out there kind of calling it like it is. You know, I'm sure you're aware that I was not successful in my bid for Congress. The election was Tuesday.
Sure.
But, you know, the thing of it is, people are so sad, and they're saying, are you going to run in 2012? And people need to realize being elected to office is not the only way to make a difference in America, and I'm not even sure it's the best way.
There you go. So maybe there was a blessing in disguise in this whole thing. Tell us what you learned from your quest to represent in D.C. What did you learn through the whole process?
Well, one of the things that I learned is that there are a lot of everyday Americans out there all across this country that are waiting for somebody that, you know, understands fiscal responsibility, but can talk about it without sounding like they're crazy. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of the voices you hear the most out there do not sound entirely, well, as my grandpa used to say, it sounds like a little cheese might be missing off their pizza.
Yeah,
and you and I both know there's intelligent people. They understand economics. You know, supply side economics is not crazy. But unfortunately, some people, they don't understand it past the talking points, and so they don't do our effort any service when they go out. And, you know, I laugh. You know, they start at the top of their talking points. They go to, you know, number five, and that's what they have memorized. And then they kind of loop back to the top. And I sit and watch these interviews and think, who put that person out there with a microphone? So that's what I'm seeing, is that there are a lot of very well-informed, very intelligent, and as of recently, I would say in the last year, much more impassioned people all over this country, and they're starting to speak up. I mean, are you seeing the same thing, that the people
everywhere? Absolutely. We're seeing that across the board. There's no question about it. And what's become interesting is the whole thing with the Tea Party and either the misconceptions or the fact that the Tea Party has gained steam in some areas, and obviously we know you talked about joining the House Tea Party if you had made it, joining the caucus, and you were the only candidate in that primary that you just lost who stated that that was what you wanted to do. Do you think that hurt you a little bit or no?
I don't think so. And I've always worked my career in politics talking straight. You know, I believe that people have a right to know what they're getting. And, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I was outspent in my race here in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
You know, probably about 13-1.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, I read a story today. I don't know if you saw it in the New York Times. And, you know, it's the New York Times, you know, take it with a grain of salt. They said, oh, you know, people rejected, you know, this conservative person, and people didn't reject the conservative principles. They didn't reject my conservative record. They didn't know I existed, Katie. Let's be honest.
Right.
You know, we spent, I think when all is said and done, maybe a total of $85,000 in a congressional race. Some of my opponents spent well over $1 million. And when you're an offset like that, you know, there's, we like to believe the Cinderella stories, but the reality is if the voters aren't even aware that you're there, you know, you're just one name out of 10 people in my primary, I think it's really absurd for the New York Times writer to make a statement that the people somehow rejected me and my principles. And I don't think the Tea Party thing actually was a problem. It actually worked really well because there's so many people, even if they don't go to Tea Party meetings, they get what the Tea Party's about, you know, and they appreciate that they're out there. And it frustrates me when I see, you know, the press seems like they like to stick their microphone in the face of the one person in the meeting that they're pretty sure is going to say something kooky. But most of the people that are involved in the Tea Party, like I said, are everyday normal Americans, you know, earn their paychecks, paying their taxes, going to church barbecues and, you know, living their lives, and they just finally stood up and said, enough, I need to get informed and I need to get involved. So I don't think it really hurt me. It probably was a little boost in the end, but, you know, not enough to get us over the hump, obviously, of being outspent to that dramatic effect.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, that's, we say this across the board. You certainly know that it's like you look at John McCain and how much money that he had to spend on the Senate seat, of course, being the incumbent, $20 million of, he had to pony up extra $20 million. And we see what's going on in California with Meg Whitman and her run for governor and Carly Fiorini and her run against Barbara Boxer for the Senate seat and how much money's been spent there. So I think that a lot of it boils down to that. Absolutely. So now with what you were just saying about the Tea Party, will you be more active? In other words, will you get involved in the Tea Party more, kind of spread the message that, hey, it's not all kooks. You think there's a kook because you're right. They find the one person and they mic them up because that makes for good media. That's what it is. You know what it, you know that. It's controversial. It makes for good media. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got a lot of free media near the end of my race. Because some volunteers put together a video of me shooting a gun, and
yes,
that made the media markets assume I might be a kook. And so they got excited and gave me a mic. And then unfortunately for them, every time they'd mic me up, I wouldn't say anything kooky. I, you know, speak very articulately about conservative issues. But that's the thing is, you know, how far across the line are you willing to go? I do have some pride. I have a teenage son that would disown me if I embarrassed him by doing too much to get on TV. So my point is I'm going to stay out there and I'm going to speak the truth and I'm going to continue to be a voice. I will probably have to get involved at the activist level, mainly because I think that a lot of these folks mean well, but they're brand new, and so they can easily be led astray. I saw it in some local tea parties in my area where, you know, kind of anybody can infiltrate and come in and kind of fill their heads with ideas, and, you know, they're just not based in reality. I mean, there are certain things that have to be done in order to bring the votes in to win the races. And one of the things I started saying to them months ago is, listen, the rallies are great, but, you know, it takes hours and hours of setup and tear down and planning. And if you put those hours into making phone calls and knocking on doors and recruiting extra help on these grassroots efforts, you'd win some races. And at the end of the day, that's what you need to do.
Absolutely. It's good old-fashioned politics, no matter how you slice it. You're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. When you talk about values and when you talk about what you think the country needs, and you had to speak about this, you were running on this, what do you think, and I mentioned some of it, of course, huge tax increases and spending. Those are probably two of the core things. But what else do you think Pamela is missing in this country?
Well, I think that everything kind of comes under one big umbrella, and that's national security. And the reason I say that is because that's ultimately at the very core of what Americans need, that we need to be secure. And so that falls into our energy policy, you know, lessening our dependence on foreign oil by tapping into our own natural resources. That's about national security. You know, securing our borders and taking care of the crime that comes from these drug cartels, which is spreading across the country, it's not isolated to Arizona anymore. You know, that's national security when you don't know who's coming across your border. When you're borrowing enormous sums of money from a foreign entity, you essentially are becoming a slave to a foreign entity. That is national security problem. And I think that's what people are starting to get, that there's a lot of very diverse issues, but they all come under that same umbrella. And, you know, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, your very need for survival is the most basic need of man. And I think that's what really taps into people's hearts and their passions and motivates them. And that's what I want to continue to go out and talk about. You know, there are some very core functions of the federal government that are constitutionally appropriate. And those are the things we can all agree on and we can work together. And I think that's the direction the Tea Party needs to move.
Excellent way to end this, but I said I was going to say something about the Second Amendment because I'm all about protecting that Second Amendment right, and I think you are too, obviously. Are you worried that that's going to go up in flames and everyone's going to have to turn in their guns, or do you think the fight to protect the right to own guns is still on, game on?
I think it will be game on as long as there are people out there that want to see, you know, people that are disarmed. And, you know, people say, oh, that's silly. Why do you need to talk about that? And, you know, obviously they don't read history books. I mean, this is a very core function of the American people's ability, if you will, to maintain peace within our streets, peace within with our government, peace with each other. People understand guns are at their heart, terrific for self-defense, terrific to prevent anything from even coming up that might be a problem. When you know you have an armed citizen, you're less likely to abuse them. And that's one of the important reasons that the Second Amendment, I believe, is in the Constitution, was put in the first place, and we absolutely have to fight to defend it. And if there's any group that's going to try to do something wayward on this issue, I think you can look to Washington and look at the people there right now. They're the biggest risk we've had in many administrations.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Pam Gorman, good luck in the future, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Katie. Have a great night.
You too. By the way, Gorman, as we mentioned, you know, she was on the quest to win the seat. She lost to Ben Quayle, who the famous name, the son of former VP Dan Quayle, and his campaign got some attention when he called Barack Obama the worst president in history.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, one way we as Americans like to escape if we're not pounding a golf ball somewhere, shooting some hoops, or hanging out watching the tube, we go to the movies. And a lot of people, when times are tough and the recession is clicking on all cylinders, seem to like the escape of going and catching a movie on the big screen. And I totally get that, because to me it's you just let your mind chill. But you're looking for something good, right? And that's the key. Nobody wants to cough up the $9 to go and see whatever it is and then walk away completely disappointed. Or have you ever walked out of a movie? I walked out of a movie one time. I was with my brother, and anybody ever see this movie called Man Trouble? Ooh, do not rent it. Jack is in it. Jack Nicholson's in it, and it's just a terrible, terrible movie. Anyway, opening this week for our cheap movie review here on America Tonight, we start with something called The Last Exorcism.
Exorcism is alive and well. The Bible is filled with demons. If you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil.
We're looking for the sweetser farm.
You want to make a U-turn, and then I want you to go back where you came from.
Please, go, go!
Seems like the end of the road. Mr. Sweetser?
How you doing? Cotton Marcus.
My wife died 2 years ago. It's quite a shock for Nell.
Were you very close?
She was my best friend.
Somehow, the devil got in her.
Now, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good. Nothing to be nervous about.
What is it? It's coming through my skin. Please help. Get it out of me.
Let him come now.
No!
get out of here. If you can't save my daughter's soul, I will.
Go, go!
You're compelled to leave this girl. If I can teach our daughter, she may be used to death while for the
men. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command thee to be gone!
Turn it off.
I think you pretty much get the whole movie right there. In fact, I think that is the whole movie. They're in Louisiana. They're on a farm. He's got a daughter who's possessed by a demon that has to be exorcised. And then this ordeal ends in a horrible tragedy. 1 hour, 30 minutes. It's gotten pretty decent reviews. PG-13 and unknown cast. I mean, I don't think really anybody that you would recognize. And if you're into kind of scary, creepy, exorcism kind of movies, maybe it's the movie for you. Or if you're like me, if you really want to see it, just wait. Wait till it comes out and you can get it on DVD. We move to a movie that I think might be kind of interesting. It's called Takers.
Money. We're takers, gents. That's what we do for a living.
We take. We got less than 1 hour.
We good? All signs point to it.
Get on the floor!
Went down pretty fast. Automatic weapons.
44!
Precision timing.
Degree of difficulty's off the charts.
They were hot, no doubt about that. We'll make it that much sweeter when we take them down.
When did you get out?
Why? You miss me?
You need tobacco.
Easy, Jake. I'm here to discuss the future. A once-in-a-lifetime job. 25, 30 mil. My plan, your command.
Why should we trust you?
Price looking pretty good from right here.
It's a lot of money, Jake. And that's what we're here for.
All right, fellas. Can we do it in 3 days?
What's to stop us? We don't play when it comes to money.
That's a no-brainer.
Our biggest heist yet. You don't seem too jazzed.
Something ain't right. I don't trust you.
You owe me.
I want what's mine. Business is business. Money is money. I never said we were friends.
How amazing this job is going to be. Think about the possibilities.
Thought you might need some backup.
Backup? We pushed hard enough. We can crack this case today.
They knew the building. They knew the whole system.
We were definitely out to something big.
They ain't gonna know what hit him.
We're in trouble here.
The street blew up.
Keep her clear down below, boys.
Damn.
Bet big, win big. That's the only way to play.
All right, Matt Dillon's in this one, and it's a gang of criminals that they're doing what seems to always happen. They're robbing banks. They don't get caught, but there's that one big job that they want to try to pull off, and that's when they get squeezed. Paul Walker's in it. And it looks like it could be kind of an interesting movie. It's 1 hour and 47 minutes. And they got a cop and a detective on the case that want to see these guys go down. So they're on their tail. This movie I would definitely be interested in running. The next one coming up, it's called Centurion.
The pick raid along the frontier, hiding in the shadows like animals.
Conquest of Britain is a lost cause.
I don't care how you do it, but wipe them out.
Best to get back into the fight, Jim.
Spoken like a soldier.
It's easy to turn to the gods for salvation.
Fool soldier!
But it's soldiers who do the fighting, and soldiers who do the dying.
It's a trap!
Whatever comes out of that mist, lads, you will hold the line.
Hold the line!
is a new kind of war. A war without honor, without end. There is no turning back.
We all that's left?
We need to find the general's body.
The general's still alive. I saw them take him away in chains.
Which way?
Leave me.
We will not abandon you, sir.
What's left of the Legion is yours to command. Now go. Get them home.
We can't outrun them. So we have to outsmart them.
You might as well be dead already.
I live united or die divided. What are you going to do? I'm going to eat in the heart.
Word gets out, every nation will rise against us.
Meet Ete.
She can hunt anything, over any terrain.
She'll have you gutted and skinned before nightfall.
I don't know about you.
I'm tired of running.
I made a promise to a general to get his soldiers home. That is my task. That is my duty.
I will not yield!
All right, Centurion is the name of the movie, and it is about what sounded pretty obvious. AD 117, baby. The Roman Empire stretching at that time Egypt to Spain and all the fights in between. This one is 1 hour and 37 minutes. It's done by Magnolia Pictures, which I like some of the stuff that they put out. And it looks to be like, it looks to be a pretty interesting movie with the way it's done, big, one of those big budgets and whatnot, and it weaves the history into the whole thing. But I'll probably do it on Netflix is what I'm thinking. I'll wait for a couple of months until it comes out, maybe 6 months or so. Have a good one, everybody, and remember, you can always tag us at AmericaTonight.net.